ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. It's always a pleasure and it's always an honor to sit here and share with you some of the aspects, some of the pertinent points, some of the really big issues facing this country today. And for those of you who would care to do something about, take action, and certainly make a mark, it's really important that you get a pencil and paper, because tonight's guest will bring you some really good points. And before we get to our guest this evening, though, I want to just make sure that everyone out there has an appreciation for what we face, what the nation faces. And if you have a chance, you can certainly go to numbersusa.com and become an active participant in changing the future and changing history by your actions today. And I've always said that the worst mistake you can make is to feel that you can do so little that you do nothing at all. And that, of course, is what's been happening now for the last 20 years in the United States of America, because half of our citizenry that's qualified to vote does not vote in national elections. In excess of 90% don't vote in local elections. You have local elections, you're lucky to get 5% sometimes, often, to go out and elect the mayor or elect a city councilman. You name it. It's just amazing that people think that a Republican form of government can run on its own. So please, jump in, get involved, because if the current 1348 bill passes, the United States of America is going to accept over 70 million immigrants from third world countries. These immigrants are essentially illiterate, totally uneducated, few if any skills other than their hands, coming from third world countries, unable to speak our language, will most likely become welfare recipients and not really bring anything to this country. But they will also bring, as I've said before, the crisis of too many people as they add over 100 million people to this country by 2040, only 33 years from now. And that becomes more apparent as we see this invasion of our country, both legally and illegally. No other country on the planet has ever survived such a mass armada of humanity. And as I've said many times in the past, that armada has no end to the line. 77 million people added to the world every year. The irresponsibility of these nations and their populations overloads becomes ours when they come here. So make sure you go to MinutemanHQ.com. Chris Simcox down there is battling on the borders, and all those brave men and women of the Minuteman Project are moving ahead. FireCoalition.com, FireCoalition, FireCoalition.com. WeHireAliens.com, TheSocialContract.com. I really advise going to TheSocialContract.com. Become a part and a member of that. Get the $25 per year social contract quarterly, and you will be extremely well-versed. FairUS.org, F-A-I-R-U-S.org. AliPack, that's A-L-I-P-A-C.U-S. Certainly Balance.org. BALANCE.org, carryingcapacity.org. And for those of you who want to become part of the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us, you can see the t-shirts there. Check for $15 or money order. We'll get you a t-shirt, small, medium, large, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, 80027. Ask for large or small or medium or extra large or double extra large. I've got all those t-shirts, and help make that 21st Century Paul Revere Ride a part of your day. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This is your top spot for down-to-earth information on how America is being affected by national political choices. You're invited to perk your ears, get out a pencil and paper, and enjoy another rendition of this show, Connecting the Dots. And as I've said in the past, make sure you have some of those questions at the bottom of the hour, because our guests will, of course, always give you some points, some tips, and some information. Again, if you'd like, make sure you go to the websites where I write each week, biweekly, in fact, Mondays and Thursdays, newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, americanchronicle.com, americandaily.com, opednews.com, and be sure to go to patriotunion.org. That's patriotunion.org. And I am just in the final part of the series of the next added 100 million Americans. And, of course, you know and I know, if you've been reading that series, we face, as a civilization, as a culture, as a language, as a nation, an adding of another 100 million people in just 33 years. The consequences of it, of course, are traumatic, they're dramatic, and they're extraordinary. As a matter of fact, if you have a chance, and I would really invite you to go to the Newsweek, the new Newsweek, that's out this week. In fact, it's the Newsweek that has June the 4th on it, and it talks about the dilemma of water worldwide. And let me tell you what, there is no way to run or hide from the crisis that we face when it comes to, and you can go to page 52 on Newsweek, June 4th, troubled waters, drought, pollution, mismanagement, and politics have made water a precious commodity in much of the world. And approximately 35% of the world's populations, which is, geez, well over a billion plus, probably at least a billion and a half people, simply do not have enough clean drinking water daily to even enjoy their lives and enjoy health and so forth. But also here in the United States, it also talks about on page 58, rivers of doubt, minute quantities of everyday contaminants in our drinking supply could add up to big trouble. I cover that in the next edition, 100 Million Americans. And if you want the archives on that, go to News with Views or certainly Rinse.com or Morty's Cabin. And you will get that information also along with the AmericanChronicle.com. Now, this evening, we have a guest who has written a book, and it's titled Point Counterpoint, Illegal Aliens in the American Way of Life. And this book is by a man named David Lance, and his book uses humor to introduce various issues on illegal immigration using characterizations of Rush Limbaugh and Hillary Clinton to introduce the topics. And, of course, the three main topics that he wants to talk about are, number one, an undermining of the integrity of our electoral system of government. And, of course, as many of you know, there are probably thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who have now tapped into the voting systems in this country. Number two, the use of identity theft and other forms of deceit to steal from legitimate American citizens. And number three, the potential for collusion between criminal and foreign and domestic political elements to corrupt the American free enterprise and political systems. As we've had the different people on this show over the last months, you've got really a plethora of outstanding points of view, understandings, and hard information. And this book, I'm holding it in my hand, Point Counterpoint, Illegal Aliens and the American Way of Life by David Lance. And it's got a couple of quotes from inside the book here by different individuals, such as look at John McCain, the senator from Arizona, and he's making excuses. But if you said, I'm sorry, you came here illegally, even though you paid into the trust fund, we're just taking your money, I don't think that's really fair either. Of course, John McCain is one of the biggest pro-illegal alien advocates and amnesty advocates up there, along with Kennedy, and he's totally abdicating any kind of honor toward the American citizens. John Kerry, the senator out in the east there, of course, doing the same thing. And, of course, Luis Gutierrez is a congressman, and that guy might as well be working for the Mexicans because he does everything he can to advocate for illegal aliens. And now, this book really will open your eyes. And if you have a chance, I would certainly, you can get it on Amazon.com or PointCounterpointBook.com is the publisher right there. That's PointCounterpointBook.com, Airleaf Publishing. And we're going to go over that book tonight and give you some ideas and some new information. And hopefully you will get a chance to ask some questions at the bottom of the hour. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome David Lance to the show. Thank you for joining us this evening, David.
Frosty, thank you so much for having me on. I met you briefly when you were out in Indianapolis here last year, and just thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, thank you, and it was great to have all those folks there at the Indianapolis rally for the 21st Century Paul Revere ride. Hopefully that thing continues to make impact across America because everyone that was involved with it and all the television crews and all of the people that were part of the ride and came out to all the rallies really got some really great support, and they gave support, and they got support, and together with folks like yourself and authors like yourself, we can move forward. Now, if you can, David, just give the audience across America here just a touch of what this book is, what it's doing, and why you wrote it, and what you expect from it.
Well, the reason I wrote it, Mike Sodrel, who was a congressman from here in Indiana, I listened to him on a radio station. I'm out of Indianapolis, Indiana, on a conservative station like yours, and this was a year ago this month. that got me to thinking about these things. I have a master's in public administration. I'm a research person by heart, and wanted to put things together, but using humor. So I have a caricature of Hillary Clinton that, if you remember the old 60 Minutes point counterpoint, Hillary Clinton does an intro, has a quote by a liberal member of Congress or the Senate or occasionally a governor, and then Rush Limbaugh, a caricature of him with quotes from whether it's the Center for Immigration Studies or from a GAO report, or just to bring facts to light. And then I have a host of characters like Ross Perot that I have written myself little comments and so forth for people of that nature to just comment on the silliness of the things that they do. It's kind of laid out in a comic book style so that it brings humor but references to the things that we talk about, and hopefully makes it a little easier to digest the complicated but important issues that we're discussing.
Well, it truly does, David, because I'm sitting here looking at Ross Perot, and, of course, it's the caricature of him, and you have his eyeball looking right at you with his long nose and his mouth open. It was almost like you could hear that sucking sound from him.
Absolutely.
And he says, popcorn, peanuts, voter ID cards, look what the Democrats will give you when you play ball with them.
Yep.
And, of course, Hillary, of course, you get all this. You really got a great thing here. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh, the man who talks so much and so often, and has, and of course, Bill Clinton here. There actually are two new books out, David, that are really exposing the Hillary Clinton that was in the Arkansas mansion there when the old man was a governor. And I actually read the book on Governor Bill Clinton when he was having a wild affair with Jennifer Flowers, and she actually wrote a book on that affair. And I mean, like, this couple, the most dysfunctional couple in America, became the first family, and my gosh, I mean, he was cheating on her and she knew it, and she was whatever she was doing. I mean, it was today it's just an amazingly dysfunctional relationship. But
it is. Back in the early 90s, I wrote a book called Bill Clinton, You're No John F. Kennedy, and that's when I came up with these pictures. I had a gentleman by the name of Gregory Cook out of El Paso who was my illustrator, and I talked to Gregory when I wrote this current book and said, I'm going to use those pictures. Is it all right? And he said, absolutely. So there you go.
but you know, your picture of Giuliani, does he have a toupee, or was it proposed toupee, or was now he's accepted the fact that...
I couldn't get pictures of the politicians that I used as much as I liked, so I have silhouettes, as you see in the book, of just a male and a female silhouette to represent the various politicians that we talk about.
Well, you bring a lot of humor to a very serious subject, and I mean, I've certainly enjoyed this book, and I highly recommend it to anyone out there, because it makes the points, but it makes them with a great deal of humor, and it really is it's a human characterization. You know, with Kennedy right on down the line, whether it's Teddy Kennedy and so forth, and so you really bring the reader a great deal of information, but at the same time, you make them understand what they're facing and what's going on up there in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, doing radio, you've got to be quick, you've got to be fast, but you've got to keep people's attention. This is a tough topic to keep people engaged on. That's why I feel humor is so important, because this is an important topic, and I think there's a lot of things to bring to the table, as you see, because you've got a copy of that. I have inaugural speeches of early presidents of the country. I feel it's so important to get back to our roots, because I believe in the long term, the only way we're going to solve this problem is to by building that melting pot, e pluribus unum, out of many one, and getting a national sense of identity based on our heritage. And that's what we really need to do in the long run, and I'm afraid that our politicians have forgotten that.
Oh, they truly have, and we've had many, many other authors here and speakers on the Connecting the Dots, and they've said exactly that same thing. And in fact, there was a story in Time magazine about 4 weeks ago where one of the immigrants says, well, I just don't think the melting pot of metaphor philosophy is really worthwhile here in the 21st century. And that shows you how callous and how, I guess, misdirected or simply misled these new either legal and or illegal migrants into this country are, because they don't understand the great flow of humanity and the power of the melting pot versus the salad bowl. David, we're going to be right back with David Lance, the author of Point Counterpoint, Illegal Aliens and the American Way of Life, after these commercial breaks. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. And by the way, for all of those of you out there enjoying the Republic Broadcasting Network, bringing you all the news that's not printed, certainly, and not heard and not shown on the ABC, NBC, CBS, the Bubblegum Networks, CNN, Fox, and you name it. Essentially, what you are hearing from Republic Broadcasting is just folks like you and me, folks like us, American citizens that love our country, that raise our flag, that speak the American language, who really appreciate our neighbors, and we're all our identities are that of American citizens. We're not African Americans. We're not Spanish Americans. We're not Somalian Americans. We're not all these other hyphenated Americans. I've always just been American. I'm an American boy, born and raised. I'm an American man, born and raised. And I don't see the need to chop this country up and have all everybody think they belong someplace else. 99% of the African Americans that they call themselves in this country are simply Americans. They have never been to Africa. They don't know Africa. They wouldn't know anything about Africa. The thing is, we all need to be a part of the melting pot if we're going to survive this thing, and we need to stop, of course, as I've said many times in the past, this massive immigration overload to our country. Let those people start bringing a better life to their own countries and to their own people by doing it in their own country instead of simply washing onto our shores. So what we want to do is make sure if you get a chance, go to Republic Broadcasting Network, it's republicbroadcasting.org, and make a contribution to the program. Also, for those of you who appreciate the Ken Ludwig show on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I'll be on that show tomorrow night. He's going to interview me why I have so much enthusiasm, why I'm so excited about every day. How come Frosty Wooldridge is taking on this massive overpopulation immigration crisis? It's because I have a noble purpose, but I also have some really good reasons of why I've traveled the world, if you've seen my bio and seen the sites I've seen, because of my passions for travel, passions for the planet, and so forth. So make sure you check in with Ken Ludwig's show on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. And make sure if you care about this programming, make donations to Republic Broadcasting. So back with David Lance. David, this book of yours really brings it home. It makes it very clear. And what I want to know is let's go over the undermining of the integrity of our electoral system of government. What are the things that you see and what are going on out there across this nation as far as the elections and people registered for voting?
Well, one of the things that point out that there's a New York coalition to expand voting rights, and in the book I share their website. It's a group that wants to allow illegal aliens to vote. And one of the things I came across was when Giuliani was mayor of the city of New York, he had an executive order that, if I understand it correctly, he was allowing illegals to vote in local elections. I think recently in the news, I want to say Arizona, although I could be wrong, there were some people that were caught that had voted illegally in some elections. So this is a very disturbing trend.
Well, it truly is, because as a matter of fact, as I wrote in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, 2 years ago, Giuliani was the man who invited sanctuary policy and maintained sanctuary policy there in New York, and really one of the reasons there's so many illegals in New York is because of him and now Mayor Bloomberg. So both mm-hmm. these guys are criminals in the eyes of the federal system and the federal laws.
And it really undermines things. There's a guy by the name of Castroneto Ibarra who, and I'm not sure exactly what his current status is, but there in the state of Colorado where you're at, the attorney general, the federal attorney general, had basically indicted him for identity theft and working in approximately 30 cities across the country. One of those cities is Chicago. And the reason I think that that's important is because you've got, for example, Representative Luis Gutierrez of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He was quoted, I think, last year saying that instead of marches in 50, 60, or 70 cities, we're going to set up citizen workshops in 50, 60, 70 cities. And the concern I have, Frosty, is that, you know, we've all heard of Tammany Hall in New York back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
There's nothing preventing politicians and criminal elements working together in 2007. And with the ability for identity theft and a group that wants to be beholden to politicians and vice versa, they have the ability to create what's called in political terms a cozy triangle that's very hard to break and is very detrimental to our country.
You know, and I add to that, David, that it's called third world momentum, whereby third world countries, corruption becomes a mechanism by which these third world countries operate.
Yes.
And so that same kind of third world momentum is now a momentum here in the United States, whether it's the MS-13 gangs, whether it's the 18th Street gang, or all the kinds of drugs that are moving in and through the country, the sex slave systems, the everything you can imagine. Again, third world momentum, the ID theft, the forgery, the programs that are going on here. So we are really devolving our country into a third world kind of a situation ourselves.
Well, and not only that, but the associate pastor at my church does a lot of missions work, and they're going down to Brazil. And one of the things he was telling me is that you're now seeing Muslim elements enter into South America. And the fear is that over time, these Islamic elements are going to come through South America through our open borders, combined with whatever else is coming through, and do the kinds of things potentially that we just saw that with these six guys over on the East Coast that were from, I think, Croatia, if I remember right.
Right. Well, you had the Fort Dick Six. You had
the Jordanian. Exactly. Those are them.
Exactly. David, we're going to come right back after these announcements. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, the author of this fantastic book, Point Counterpoint, Illegal Aliens and the American Way of Life. We'll be right back after these quick breaks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to David Lance and his fantastic book, Point Counterpoint, Illegal Aliens and the American Way of Life, and how it's affecting us, what it's doing to us, and how we as a nation need to start really working back toward our own country. Let's go back with all the problems with what's happening across this country as far as the voter registration and then the electoral process. What are some of the things we can do to stop that?
Boy, that's a very good question. You know, Motor Voter was a piece of legislation that got passed close to 10 years ago now, and one of the things that it did was it made it very difficult for the political parties to purge their voter registration rolls. And I have to confess, Frosty, that I'm not up to speed on all the things that need to be done, but one of the things that I believe we have to do is to give the ability for local people who know what's going on in their communities, better ability to purge voter rolls, which now are just open to rampant voter fraud.
Well, I certainly agree with that. One of the things is most Americans don't realize this. How would you like to have your own family, and then all of a sudden somebody steps into your house like a wayward child or an orphan, and all of a sudden they have a sister and a brother, and they start coming into your house, and then they start telling you how to raise your children and what language you will use with your children and who's going to do what and how they're going to do it. Essentially, when you think about the immigration of illegal aliens into this country, they're now starting to expand their power, and they're working at all levels, and guys like Gutierrez are the ones that advocate for them. Certainly the 8,000 or 9,000 member American Lawyers Association that really advocates for illegal aliens is doing a great amount of work. And what we're doing is just undermining the rule of law and certainly the U.S. Constitution.
Well, we are. And you know, I live in Indiana. We're not a border state. You'd think that we're more or less insulated from these things. Recently, in Indiana, we discovered that, and I believe that it's a pro-immigration group that is pushing this. It's an 800 number. If you call that 800 number, you get somebody coming on in Spanish that asks you which of your two U.S. senators you want to basically go to. In Indiana, we have one Lugar, who's a Republican, and the other Bai, who's a Democrat. And then they'll say, tell you in English what to say, in other words, being for a certain bill, to say that in English, and then you press either one or two for whichever senator, and then you're transferred to their office. And so so you see, even in a state like Indiana, you see a very heavy lobbying effort to push these kinds of things sort of under the radar screen that comes in, and quite frankly, most Americans just don't realize that's going on.
Well, they really don't, and of course, the Ford Foundation, the Southern Poverty Law, Ford Foundation, that's not the car manufacturer,
right.
But the Ford
yes.
Foundation, it just gives millions of dollars to these groups. So La Raza, I think, although La Raza taps into about $8 million a year right out of the U.S. government, legally does
speaking
that.
Speaking of La Raza, there was a piece of legislation, H.R. 1999, a Representative Ruben, and I'm going to say this incorrectly, Hinosa from Texas, who authored it on April 23rd to give several million dollars to La Raza. Now, to the best of my knowledge, that hasn't gone anywhere, but my fear is that as they go through the process of voting bills up and down, something like that will get stuck into this immigration bill that's being shoved down our throats. And so can you imagine funding La Raza with American taxpayer dollars like we fund Planned Parenthood now?
Well, agreed. And the thing is, most Americans just have not a clue that illegal aliens are just tapping into this country's money source and, of course, breaking us left and right. The average head of household illegal alien uses $2,700 more in welfare and public services than they pay in taxes. And it's into the billions of dollars. The English as a second language costs us billions of dollars every year for these children of illegals. And, of course, none of them have any sense of assimilation or becoming a part of the American dream. They're becoming a subclass in this country, but the subclass itself is going to get bigger and bigger, and then it's going to start demanding more of what it wants, and what it wants has nothing to do with becoming an American citizen.
And you know, I truly believe that if American leadership at all levels, and I know you do this, but were to engage the public in a more critical analysis and understanding of it, you'd find a lot of people who say are maybe Cuban American or what have you would understand this and say, you know, we're killing what made America great. Because I really believe that most thinking Americans, when they have the information presented to them and honestly and objectively understand what's going on, and that's what's fueling this anger that's welling up across the country.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and the anger is boiling. It's right on the front burner, and I'm hoping that men like you and certainly Pat Buchanan and Bay Buchanan and Peter Brimelow and really all of the Tom Tancredo, and look what's happening with Ron Paul. He's skyrocketing to the top of these debates because he's literally saying what we're all feeling. And so that's exciting. So that's what's going to cause that critical mass or the tipping point that turns that just about to boil into boiling political and civic energy.
Can you imagine what would happen if the schools of America would have an essay contest for students to write about the national motto, E Pluribus Unum? That would be just a positive and encouraging way to talk about what we're doing and get people to discuss this intelligently. There's much that we can do. It doesn't have to be doom and gloom. It can be a positive approach. And that's the hope that we have to have. Just as you're so excited about doing these things, we have to have a positive outview on these things.
Yes, we do. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question of David Lance, I'd like to have you call in at 1-800-313-9443. He will answer your questions or certainly make a comment on them. And the key here is that we're all in this together. And the fact is, this is the greatest crisis facing the United States of America since the Civil War. And if you remember back then, we had a subclass also. It was called slaves. And I remember back then, from my reading of all the history, that slavery really came down to states' rights and then, of course, the Civil War. And they always said that, well, what are we going to do without the slaves? We can't do without the slaves. And, of course, look what it caused. And here now you have in the 21st century, well, what are we going to do without having all this cheap labor? You really think about it, David, it's not cheap labor. It's subclass slave labor. It's labor that can't ever get into the American dream because it's just making enough money to feed itself and live 20 to a trailer and send.
Well,
you know,
in fact, there is a union that represents international hotel and restaurant workers that when you go on their website, you see a laundry list of organizations that are supporting these kinds of things. And because they're listed in alphabetical order, the AFL-CIO is at the top of the list. It's just amazing that what various groups are doing, selling their souls to get what they think in the short term will be good for their group, but in the long term will be the death knell for this nation.
That's a fact, the death of this nation. Now, you've got a quote on here and the definition that I want to really bring up. It's called traitor, one who betrays one's country, a cause, or a trust, especially one who commits treason. Who are the top three traitors in the United States government right now of the United States of America in the year 2007?
Oh, my goodness.
we need a list, a laundry list?
I think Ted Kennedy would be at the top of my list,
uh-huh.
and his buddy John McCain is high up there. But, you know, there's a lot of folks out there. What I did there was I pulled the definitions of the presidential oath of office, the congressional House and Senate oath of office, And then I basically said, let's use these words in a sentence. And the sentence I have is that there are traitors among us, even some who are elected members of our government, who collaborate with fifth column elements to undermine and overthrow the American way of life.
And that is the great tragedy that we face, because a man like John McCain, is mm-hmm. he either just become an Alzheimer's case of Alzheimer's?
Well,
is he knowingly doing this, or is he fool at the end of a stick? I mean, what is he?
I have a series of quotes. I got the transcript when he was on Fox News with Chris Wallace on Sunday morning about a year or so ago, and Chris Wallace was asking him questions about the Social Security issue. There's what's called, as you may know, what's called a totalization agreement.
Right, I know about that, yes.
And so I accessed the GAO report that basically talked about how the costs of the illegal alien program was just going to break the bank in terms of Social Security. Here's John McCain saying, well, you know, they paid into the system, so, you know, they ought to get their Social Security benefits. And I'm saying, wait, whoa, this is not a good idea.
Hold the horses up on this one, because we're going to run this wagon over a cliff.
Yes.
It's amazing a man like John McCain would make illegality all of a sudden an emotional issue, because he already knows, he has to know, that these illegal aliens are not paying taxes. They're costing more than they're paying into taxes because most of them don't, or half of them don't. And then, of course, they're draining the country of about $70 to $80 million or $1 billion per year when they send it back to their home country. So I'm sorry, but John McCain really out of touch. We have a caller, a Mike. Can we have Mike from Texas come on board, and let's have a question here for David?
Hello, Mike.
And John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mike.
All right.
Hello to Texas. My brother's from Fort Worth. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, very good. Well, we've got to take a stronger stand down here. If only we didn't have the Kennebunkport transplant.
right.
You know, I don't claim anything to the bushes. I wanted to give a couple of perspectives on this bill that they're looking at.
1348.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that's so scurrilous, and I think we really have to start talking about, is the connection between this bill and the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Right, the SPP.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and that's really, you know, the Continental merger. I call it the Mexico merger. People really get startled when you call it the Mexico merger because these fuzzy words, security and prosperity, you know, that all sounds like something you might want. Well, you know, the most scurrilous part in the connection between this bill and the merger plan is this point system.
Right.
Where you will get in quicker if you have a higher level of education or job skill.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to talk beyond that. This is, yes, there is a part of this plan that is a subclass of downtrodden economic class and trying to lower the prosperity bar, if you will,
right,
for a certain sector. But the other aspect is of it that, they're moving into white collar. And we could have accountants, attorneys, physicians,
right.
So this is part of the overall Continental merger plan is to they've already got the low skilled workers in, and I work with contractors. They're American born. They have wives and children. Their compensation is being undercut by these foreigners who will work for half as much and then send it back to their home country, which makes it four times the value.
That's exactly correct. Most people don't realize that when you're pumping $80 billion in cash out of this country every year, everybody gets poorer and everybody gets in greater debt because the American people, Bear Stearns came out with it, $401 billion a year in uncollected IRS income taxes. And guess who makes that up? And that's after they send back that $80 billion to their own home countries. I'll tell you, Mike, you have brought some big points up.
That if I, it's absolutely right. I teach economics, and there's what's called the multiplier effect. And the idea that is when you bring high-paying jobs into an area, then people will take those earnings, spend them in the local economy, and that will help boost the local economy. But when you siphon that off, it destroys the effectiveness of that economic tool. You're exactly right, Mike.
Well, I just heard on Bloomberg Radio this morning that the number one economic engine in Mexico is their oil.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling their oil and mostly to us.
And number two
is money exchange from the illegals sending it down to them.
Yes.
You got that exactly right. Number two is the money transfers down into Mexico. It's
the second
money maker.
So I think we will make a stronger case. We'll startle more Americans that are wanting to just go home and hopefully live in denial, or it's not going to affect me. Is that the Bush New World Order plan is to bring in white collar, upper level income type jobs, and just to complete the merger plan.
You got that exactly right. Mike, thanks for making
those
comments.
Call.
I got a full board here. We're going to go to Dean in Oklahoma. Dean, how are you doing, sir? You have some comments for David Land.
Hello, Frosty.
Yes, a pleasure.
I would like to ask a question of David, your guest.
Yes,
Dean.
Sir.
David, what entity, what division, what agency of the United States government is authorizing these grants to La Raza and these other subversive organizations?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, this is a bill that has been proposed. It's H.R. 1999. Now, if there's anything going on more extensively, I'm not personally aware of that. The budget is rather large, and so I'm sure there's probably something tucked away. But I couldn't answer that specifically. I don't know if you can, Frosty.
I know that the bill, I saw it a couple days ago across my transom. It's $8 million the first year. It goes to $10 million in the year of 2008 or 9. So it's pretty ugly.
Yes. And
well, there are
it hasn't gone anywhere, but the fear is that they would basically take that, strip it, and then insert it into the other bill that's in the Senate right now.
Well, gentlemen, as far back as around 1980, thereabout, I was living in Los Angeles, and I remember reading in the Los Angeles Times about a $50 million grant to MALDEF that had been misappropriated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was way back then.
Oh, yeah, think about what it is now.
And that was from the U.S. government, not the Ford Foundation.
Right.
Correct.
Now, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has expressed an interest in rescinding the 14th Amendment, which allows the anchor babies to proliferate in this country.
Amen to that.
Now, I would suggest that we cultivate Senator Coburn. I've met him personally. I think he's a straight shooter. He could be a real asset to us in this regard.
My hat's tipped off to him, and I really thank you for calling in, Dean, and appreciate those comments. And we'll clarify further and try to get that bill by Coburn passed. I would really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We have another guest, Jim from Texas. Jim, you have a comment of David Lancer.
Hello, Frosty. Nice to talk to you again.
Good evening, Jim. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, but people got to understand that this is all part of the big picture. Started in 65, and all the European and Caucasian nations...
Oh, Jim, want to hold on to the phone here. We're going to go for a commercial break. We're talking to Jim in Texas and David Lance with his book... Point Counterpoint. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture... Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, and always we have interesting information for you to glean. And if you have a real quick second, Jim, you want to just make that comment to David and see what's going on? I'd appreciate it, sir.
Okay, David, how far do you think a bill would go introduced in Congress to replace the entire Congress with hardworking, family-oriented Mexicans and Central Americans who would work in Congress for much less than our congressmen work for, and who would they are hardworking, and they're just trying to do better for their family, and they
no
work for $30,000. They'll work for $20,000.
You're killing me, Jim. You're killing me.
Do you think Kennedy would step aside, or John McCain would step aside? Hey, he's a hardworking Central American. He's looking out for his family. Well, he's not going to do anything wrong to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think any of those people would do that?
No, I don't think so.
You should live so long. You think
right.
Bush would step aside and say, hey, Vicente Fox is a wonderful fellow. He's only looking out for his family. Let's let him be president. You think Cheney would step aside for anybody? I mean, this is so ridiculous, that the posture the politicians have, and nobody brings it up.
Well, you know,
nobody
we do
does.
Have a hard time finding good people to run for political office. You know, that's the job Americans don't want to do.
Yeah, America Gutierrez could be the next president. You never know.
Absolutely, and he would do it for a dime on the dollar.
Oh, a lot less than that.
So, hey, why not do that? You know, why not? Why don't we bring the entire Mexican parliament, or whatever they call it down there, bring them in and replace ours, because they're hardworking, family-oriented people. They're only trying to look out for their own. You know, everybody loves somebody that's trying to look out for their family, even a bank robber. A bank robber trying to look out for his family. Family said, well, I don't really mean to hurt anybody, but my family comes first.
You need to go to the next town meeting of wherever you're living for your elected officials.
I live in Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi, I know.
Corpus Christi, I know this. I know this firsthand.
Well,
I live in most of
Corpus Christi right now is pretty much south of the border, is now moved north of Corpus Christi, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, about Corpus Christi, about 75% of these wonderful family-oriented people that only looking out for their own.
All right, appreciate it. Well, Jim, thank you very much. Appreciate your comments there from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay.
We've got a few moments left here. David, do you have any points or what things that American citizens can do out there across America that are listening to the show tonight?
Well, I really do want to encourage this idea. I was talking to a friend of mine who's starting up an educational foundation to encourage an essay writing contest. Maybe you take early speeches of early presidents of the country, maybe George Washington's farewell address, maybe Teddy Roosevelt, some of his speeches, and you create essay contests. Let's get ourselves engaged in learning our history, applying it, and seeing how we can learn from how we faced these problems in the past, we can face them again, and move forward with the kind of humor that Jim a moment ago brought to the table.
Outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a little humor here, and of course, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. Most people think I'm a real serious defender and crusader. Everything I write, of course, on the Internet in my columns has to do with a very serious aspect of losing our country here in the 21st century. Tonight, I really appreciate Jim from Texas and Mike from Texas and certainly Dean from Oklahoma for calling in. And ladies and gentlemen, go to Point Counterpoint. Illegal Aliens and the American Way of Life by David Lance. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can certainly go to pointcounterpointbook.com. I really appreciate it very much joining us tonight, David. Thank you for becoming part of the memoirs and the...
Thank you, Frosty.
It's a pleasure and an honor, sir. We'll do it again.
You too. God bless. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. Frosty Wildridge, your host. And tomorrow night, Wednesday, I'll be on What We're Thinking with Ken Ludwig, and I'll give you a whole new appreciation for what drives and gives energy and enthusiasm to just about everything I do. And, of course, you might have some fun and laughs because Ken Ludwig is great. Again, get to Republic Broadcasting and bring in some of those donations and make sure that we're viable. It's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for joining us. And remember that no man in the wrong can stand up against the man in the right that keeps on a coming. Good night, God bless, and Godspeed. With